Okay, so Shir tonight is on Rashi, Parshas Shmini. Okay, so it's about the Tzara of Talmid HaChachamim. Seaborn warning for the Tzara of Talmid HaChachamim. Okay, so I got a good question, and it's somewhat of an answer, but not the greatest answer, but no, we'll see, maybe together we could work out. But the question's solid, I think. So it's been Parsha Shmini, so you all know. So another one of you are killed, right? Punished, killed. And once they did that, this is at the very beginning of the dedication of the Mishkan. So Moshe said to Aaron and Eleazar and Isamar that they can't mourn, right? Yeah. So even before that, it says, it says, carry out the corpses, basically, right? So Rashi says, why? Like a person who says, his friend, take the corpse away from the kala so you don't mess up, ruin the simcha. I imagine the kala's there and someone dies or whatever. So you get rid of the mace, it's going to ruin the mood. So there's a simcha going on here of the dedication of the Mishkan. So carry the bodies out. Don't leave the bodies sitting around in the garbage. Okay, so then it says, he told them that they can't mourn, right? Vayomer Moshe, this is in Vav. It's Yud, Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Moshe, Aharon, Elazar, 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 so he told them, don't let your hair grow long and don't rip your garments. So you don't die. Right? Basically, they can't mourn. I'll call Ha'eda Yiktsov. Rashi doesn't explain that line. I don't know. It's a funny line. And then Hashem would get angry at the whole Eda. Not sure. I mean, if they died, I don't know. I'm not sure what. And then Rachechem called Beisil. And your brothers, all B'nai Yisrael, will mourn the burning that Hashem burned. We pass a whole mod lo seitzah, pentamusu. But you guys can't leave the pesach mod unless you die. Kishem mishchas Hashem aleichem, because you have the anointing oil of Hashem on you. Be'asuk dvar Moshe. Okay, so Rashi says, "Al tifro, al tigad l'seir mikan she'avol asher betasporas." Right? You see from here in general, Navel does have to go the hair long. You're not allowed to get a haircut. Avol atem, but you al tarvu. You shouldn't mix up, disturb the Simcha of Hashem. Right? There's a Simcha of Hashem going on. And if you guys are going to start mourning, growing your long hair, it's going to ruin it. Well, Samusu. And Tasu came to Musu. But if you do start mourning, you'll die. So you might say, well, what about the Nagana? Right? They'll do it. They know you're worried. You're not going to mourn them, so who's going to mourn for them? Right? So it says, don't worry. Your brothers, Beis Yisrael, they're going to mourn for the death. It's not like they're not going to be unmourned. They're going to be mourned by Echad Chelko Beis Yisrael. Okay? I don't know. Does anyone know the pshat of this? I didn't look around. What's the pshat? I'll call her Eda Yitzchak again. Don't get the haircut. Don't let the hair grow long. Don't rip your clothes below some musu. I'll call Ha'ida Yiktsov. What does it mean, I'll call Ha'ida Yiktsov? It'll get angry at the whole Ha'ida. What? If what? A few possibilities. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the shot is. So then, but that's not the part I want to focus on. But I'm just, Achechem Kol Beis Yisrael, so this is your brothers, right? To them, boy. So Rashi says, Mikan shetzarason shel tamidei chachamim who tell us al hakol hesavava. You see from here that the tzara of tamidei chachamim is placed upon everybody to mourn for it. Okay, so the tzara of tamidei chachamim presumably means, two things. One thing you might mean the tzara of tamidei chachamim, like Elazar, Isamar, Aaron, they have tzar. That they're out their tsar, and the tzibor is going to mourn for their tsar. Or it can mean the tsar of the Talmid Chachamim, namely Don the Navir of the Talmid Chachamim. And they have tsar. But it's not really quite tsar, they're dead.
Well, you don't want to state outright.
That means the punishment of death, you mean? The death of the Talmid Chachamim?
Because you want, the question is, okay, what do you mean, Achechem Kobes Yisrael? Like, they're not available.
Right.
Why is it mutal upon them? Okay, so you can't do it. It's not mutal on them. So on a strip manufacturer, that's it. There won't be any recourse. What?
Okay, so either one. It's just, again, two possibilities. Either means that for, it means to me, the Chum die, all of God shall ask the morn, or it can mean when some of the Chachamim have tzara, like if they're mourning, or they have tzar that their relatives died, and everyone else has to mourn for it with them, something like that. Yeah, and it seems like there is an idea of mourning. It's true, even though it's Hurge Bezdin, we don't mourn over them. It's true, but it seems like here Hashem killed them, and still you have to mourn for them. Okay, good question. Okay, that's a good question. I mean, the whole idea is it's a simcha shel makom that you don't want to disrupt. So, is it just simcha shel makom that Aaron, Lazar, and Yisam are all dancing around and happy, but the whole tzibor is crying? I mean, what kind of simcha shel makom is that? So you think a simcha shel makom should affect the tzibor at all? But if everybody else is mourning, then doesn't that disturb the simcha shel makom? Okay, like, good question. And also, whichever way you interpret it, it's kind of but what's that idea? What is that idea? Like, they're not relatives. Like, there's din of avelos for kohen. But now it's either a talmid chacham dies or his relative dies. I mean, whatever. But why do we have to all mourn? And to me, the biggest question of this whole thing is that I'm reading the Pshalim Sekhem. This is what I hear. Okay, again, there's a narrative which I'm reading into it, but I think it's, you can tell me if you disagree, but it's like he's telling them their brother just died, their son, their brother just died, and they have to be silent. They know, or whatever, that's the whole thing. They can't sit down in the simple shamako. But what do you mean? But then now you're telling me that another one of you aren't getting mourned for? Nobody's getting mourned for them? It's like a busha. They're telling me the chum, they're tzaddikim, they're krovai, they're whatever. No one's getting mourned for them? She was like, no, don't worry about it. The achichan kovesil, you have to, but they'll mourn for them. They're not. You guys can't mourn. You guys are in the mikdash. Simcha shel makom. The show must go on. But everybody else, don't worry about it. They're not going to be unmourned. They're going to be mourned by other people, right? Something like that. So it sounds like chop. But what does that have anything to do with if a regular talmid chacham dies with relatives, right? Or the relative of talmid chacham dies with relatives? So there's a regular mourning. There's a Shiva house. Right? Now everyone in the Tzibor has to mourn. So, two questions. First of all, why? You have a veil. And how do you prove that from here? This is a totally different case. If you're telling me somehow when a Talmud Chacham dies, or the relative of Talmud Chacham dies, everyone has to join in, where do you make it? Who said? Where do you see that from? From this case, this is different. This is because there's no mourners. Like, for example, there's a din. That if there's no relatives, we appoint somehow people to sit shiv on the guy's house for covenant mace, that kind of thing. So you don't say, do you see that when anyone dies, you have to have call it 10 people, whatever, 10 people to mourn. No, it's not true. If you have relatives, relatives mourn. If you don't have relatives, then covenant mace demands that you got someone to be mourning. So that's what it sounds like here. So you could only, the only who could deduce it, if the Kohen Gadol's relative dies and he's the only relative and nobody's going to mourn for him, then okay, fine. I got it. But how do you... But he's saying, Mikan, where how do you know that? This is Mishnah. This is relevant. So it's in Koran, v'lo'choltzim, v'in ma'avrin, ala provo shalmeis. So you don't have Kriya or Choltzim as your shoulders, you reveal your shoulders, and you have Ra, only the Krov and the Meis. So Mara says, afilu chacham, even by Chacham Yatanya, Chacham Shemes, HaKal Krovav. You're all relatives. HaKal Krovav is like that. He really means all relatives and not all relatives. Ella, HaKal Kikrovav. Right? You're all like girls. HaKal Koran Lov, HaKal Choltin Lov, HaKal Mavar Lov, Berchava. Right? So it sounds like Chacham dies. Everyone does take on the role of Lava. So Lod Shrikha, the Lav Chacham. that he's not a chacham. So when it says in the Mishnah saying that it's only krova, it means not by chacham, but by a chacham, then in a chalami, right? It says, but if it's not the kosher, then you still have to rep for him. It says, okay, fine. Yeah, like it says, and when Rav Safra died, the Rabbana didn't rep for him. So he said, Amri Logam Rina Minai? Amri Logam Rina Minai. They said they didn't learn anything. It says, Amri Lo Abaye, Mi Tanya, a Rav Shemes? It doesn't say the Rav who dies. Chacham Shemes, Tanya. It doesn't say anything that you had to learn from him. It's definitely Chacham. He says, not Chacham. He didn't teach you Torah, okay? The old Kol Yom HaShmaitze Befumen Be'medrusha. Is every day in the Beis Medrash, they're quoting things from a Safo. He didn't teach you anything. I mean, maybe not directly, but he's all over the Beis Medrash. So, Sover, Maida, Have, Have. That's what they thought. It was too late. We missed our chance. Since we didn't rip at the time of Misa, it's too late. Right? Rashi says, by the way, it says, if we learned from him. So, it says, no. It says, a Fafam, as long as they're involved in Hesped, you have to rip. Then we go. So, they thought to rip right away. It says, no. You should rip while they're doing the hasped. You have a hasped later, and during the hasped, you rip. Okay, so I guess it sounds like it's saying is that there is this idea for a chacham. Right? Just want to see if they quote our Gemara, or maybe. I don't know if they quote our thing.
It's not like an Adinavavil Shiva.
Right. Sounds like it's the type of a cover or something.
It's not a quarter positive either.
No. Chacham Shemes, I call it Krova. You see the Rambam on that? It's a Valentine's in our second, yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, it says, and he understands this is Rambam Tesal, Tesirav, Kalmisha Amar and Mames Pishasi Tesin Shmaso Chai the Krova, Alpha Pishain of Krova. So Adam Kosher dies, everyone has to rep. I don't think we're knowing this next. Ava Chacham Shemes Hakol Krovav. Chacham dies are all Krovav. Kol Koran Alav Aj Megan Les Liban Bechol Tzin Mimen Ubeis Medrash Also Chacham Batal Kol Sheva. Right. Because no good to me come become makam the cross the alza tefa. I will be shame shove and vein echo him alam it as the bear. Okay. So it has this idea of a kriya on chacha on a chacham. Kriya. It doesn't quite have warning.
Right. Here's the base measure.
Right. Yeah.
The guys from base
measure. Yeah. Okay, so this is one din. The other Gemara, it's interesting. The other Gemara is a story of the sons of Rabbi Yishmael died, and four Zakenim came in to give him Nechama. So they took turns. So one of them was of Tarfon, says, Achechen kol beis Yisrael tkos ha-srefa. Alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Uman adav avihu shelo asu ala mitzvah achas. They only did one mitzvah. They brought the dam, Zrikas Adam. They say it's only one mitzvah on behalf of the tzibur. So some say this. I mean, that's not a lot of mitzvahs. They did one mitzvah. Kach. Yet, nevertheless, all of Kaddish Shalom mourns for them. Banav Shor Bishmalach is Kama Vakama. Sons of Rabbi Yishmael, all the more so. Because they were involved in war.
Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol. Or just Rabbi Yishmael?
Just Rabbi Yishmael. Thanks. They say who it is. But it says Rabbi Yishmael. Shemesu banu shel Rabbi Yishmael. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the ones who came into the greeting was Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Right. So, it sounds like if they have to mourn for another one of you, they certainly have to mourn for his sons. Shalash, or they say here, Shalom Devilim the Torah Vakuma Mitzvah Harvey. So everyone should have to mourn for them. Okay, Rashi, hold on. Rashi says, no, Rashi. I don't know, there's Rashi somewhere else. Rashi Sham. Kisveyada, Rashi Kisveyada, hold on a second. Yeah, it's tiny Kisveyada. Not that. No, no, they all went to pay a chamatam. One second, Rashi Kisveyada. Oh yeah, here it is. So it's an achas. Be yom shemesa, on the day they died. Al shem osu mitzvah she'asu bo bayom, shuha yom rishon lamar leyes yadam. Right, so because that one mitzvah they did on that day, the first day of the miluam. Nema v'achechen kovei soyiv kos srefa. Right. Bano shere rebi she'lamdo v'limdo Torah v'kima mitzvah alas kama v'kama shanu ru'yam v'saftam. Certainly we should have to do a spit. It's funny, how do you know that the mourning for another view was because they did on that one day? Maybe it was because of everything they did. I don't know. They were great leaders. Funny, right? I mean, I guess today was the first day in their leadership role, but I don't know. Maybe they taught Torah all along, right? And then say the whole Seder of how Moshe and Aaron taught the Torah, Moshe, Aaron, and their sons. And I presume they were part of the whole teaching of Torah. And so it sounds like it's a euphemism. It says, Tarasan Shaltimecham, it talks like Kolasababa, means the death of Tamei Chacham is on everybody to mourn for them. Right? Doesn't really mean she said the Misa of Tamei Chacham, but it doesn't want to say the Misa of Tamei Chacham means the Tzara. Sounds that way. Because that's what it's learning out from another Manaviel. But if you tell me it's because of Aaron and Lazar and Isamar, then how can you make Kavachom? I mean, I guess you could make Kavachom, but the Kavachom shouldn't be the Rabbi Shmuel's sons. It should be Rabbi Shmuel himself who's the Tzaddik, and most, you know, comparing Aaron or whatever. Right? So Moshe is saying, it's one thing if you want to say, like a guy who needs Shiva, none of the halachas exactly, but if a guy has Shiva, there's no relatives, and then you just get a minion, right? 10 people to sit in his house, something like that. You know, but all the names, I'll do it. So here, V'achechem kol beis yisrael yifkos tzreifa. Sounds like it's on a pot, it's mutal on everybody to mourn for.
Even more people.
I mean, you guys can't mourn, but don't feel like you're not going to, they're not going to be mourned, because there's a separate then that the whole tzibor has to mourn for the melechom. So it's not like they're going to get shortchanged in the mourning. They're going to get shortchanged the personal mourning of the relatives, but they're still going to be all of an Israel going to mourn for them anyways. Now, why? Why are they all mourning for them anyways? If you're saying it's just because really no one has to mourn for them, only relatives. Now, the only thing is you're missing, so then you appoint a few people and get mock relatives, right? But it's not what he's saying. But if the whole thing is merely to fill a gap, it's overkill. Well, why are you filling the gap? You would have had three mourners, and now you can have all of Klal Yisrael do it because there aren't mourners. It doesn't make sense. But if you say that intrinsically there's a chiyuv of mourning, the whole Klal Yisrael has to cry for Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham, whatever, it impacts everybody. Right? Let's say it affects the whole level of the people and all that. Then you'll say, he's saying they didn't do that anyways. And they would do it anyways. But you guys shouldn't feel that we're depriving you or another bit of you of getting a proper respect. They are going to lose the formal avelos. Like, there's no shiva, obviously, for the whole family, you know, and all that. There's no whatever avelos, the yirav dava, or whatever a novel does. But that doesn't mean they're not going to be respected. Everyone's going to cry for them, or rip, or whatever it is. They'll cry. All right? So don't feel like they're going to get ripped off. They won't get ripped off. They're going to be mourned.
So, shiva could say shiva. What? At least shiva could say shiva.
Shiva. Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's telling them. You could derive from here that everybody has to do it. Because if everyone didn't have to do it, then there wouldn't have been Achichem Kol Beis Yisrael. There just would have been some, if that were all it were, it was a replacement, then it wouldn't have been a Kol Beis Yisrael.
Right.
Why Achichem? Is that relevant? Achichem Kol Beis Yisrael, your brothers. Kikrovim. Kikrovim.
So that's the idea, that they're really like Krovim, in a sense.
Right.
So they have a chiyuv intrinsically upon them. Right. That's mutal upon them. Not, it's not no beya from you.
No beya directly. I mean, they don't have the korva, the familial korva, but they have like the ideational korva, if you want. Like they're zaka the rabbim in terms of chachma, their Torah. Therefore, everyone has a kirav hadas to them, at some level. And they are kikrovim. They're your brothers. You're all relatives to another of you because they benefit everybody.
It impacts your
society. The krovim are they impact their world, their personal world. But the chachamim impact the whole society. Chayishos impacted by the chachamim. And when they die, it's everyone's a relative. It means the loss impacts everybody. Now, the technical system of Yilav Davar Avelos only applies to krovim. But there are certain dinim, whether it's kriya or whatever, but they'll cry for it. How it takes form exactly halachically is a different story. But they're not worried about the halachos of Avelos. They're just worried about like the desire and emotionally they're going to feel. We're silent. It's almost like they're neglected. They're going to die and that's it. It's just, how could that happen? So it says, no, don't worry about it. Klal Yisrael will mourn for them. Nobody's teaching the halacha. It's just emotionally they're distraught by it. He knows that they're going to be distraught. And he's telling them, he's going to be mitzvah them to be silent and to not cry and not to ruin it, but he knows emotionally they're going to be, it's going to be hard for them. And look, it's a schar that they were silent and all that, right? But it's hard for them. Emotionally, it's hard. They have to bite their tongue and control it. And part of what they do it is like their own emotions, but part of it is because they feel justified. Another real word tzaddikim. And to just have the nobody mourn them, it just feels wrong. So he's saying is it does. You're right about that. It does feel wrong. But you don't have to feel that's not going to happen. It will happen. It's all of Bnei Yisrael is going to mourn for that. Mm-hmm. Now, you're personal? Okay, so control yourself. Control yourself. That itself they could do. Right? That itself they could do. Their personal emotions they're able to control. But it could be that if they didn't, if they had an objective taina, that would have been much harder. So he addressed the objective taina. It's interesting because it says right after this, it says the next parsha is the parsha of Kashrus after the end of this whole sequence, you know, as the parsha of the kosher animals, the strafe animals. So Rashi says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aharon le'emar aleh." Right, so Hashem told Moshe and Aharon to say to them. So who's to them? So the plain shot you would think, if you didn't keep reading, would be Bnei Yisrael. But then it says, "Dabru el Bnei Yisrael le'emar." Le'emar and le'emar is a repetitive. So that's what Rashi says. No. It says, Lemar Aleihem, the Moshe Omer Shomer Aaron, Lemar Aleihem, Acha Shomer, Amar Shomer Elazar Li Summer. Right? So he's telling Moshe to tell Aaron to tell Elazar Li Summer. Oh, we know Elanemar Li Israel, because Shomer Dabro Ben Israel, Aaron Dibor Amar Li Israel, Amani Mekan Lemar Aleihem, Labanab Elazar Li Summer. He's telling Moshe to tell Aaron to tell his sons, he'll tell Ben Israel. So Davar Israel as kulam hishru liyashluchem midavar dibor zah. They're all equated to be shluchem in this dibor. Lefi shehushru b'demima, because they were all equated in being dome and being silent. The kiblu aleng zeres hamakom be'ahava. They accepted upon themselves like zeres hamakom with love.
They took their place. They merited to take their place in the hierarchy. To be Moshe Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the Zidkanim.
Right.
Which Elazar and Itamar were undoubtedly part of the Zidkanim.
Right. But
they weren't.
Okay. Unique. But I guess the question is, so what is it just like this happens to be the next Parsha? Or is there a connection between that? That's what they're being taught. You know?
Self-control.
So it's like, maybe we talked about this, but yeah, the idea is that you see the idea of self-control. That there's a different emotions that a person has to control. They could be, you know, I guess you call them bad emotions or good emotions, but whatever, emotions are emotions. Like the emotions of controlling your taifas achila is the parsha of kashos. But the emotion of mourning is usually think of as a good emotion, that you're mourning the mortality, the loss, the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but in this context, that's also an emotion. Because objectively, you can't do it. That simple makom takes precedence. And the kavanah is that you have. So now you just have your emotional sadness. Well, your emotional sadness, that they were able to totally control. Right? And that's like, in a certain sense, maybe that made them good vehicles of being able to teach this parasha. Because they can teach this parasha and say, everyone, you have to control your taifas. You can't eat treif. And they may say, oh, that's hard. Listen, we just went through it. And like, in people's minds, they just exercise a high degree of self-control. And now to be the ones teaching that, it's like they're good models for Klal Yisrael. That Vayidom Aharon is like the demima that the family as a whole exhibited was indicative of the fact that even good emotions, you know, like we talk, for example, like, you know, Avram is Kavash Rachma Vlasa Shankhabay Vashalim. But any emotions, in this type of mourning emotions, you think it's a good emotion, but in the wrong situation, it's bad. So they controlled it, and that made them Zocha, not just like a reward, but maybe it made them suitable to be the vehicles of this message. And it would impact Klal Yisrael properly. They were able to, you know, create this, I guess, acceptance, accept upon themselves the parsha of Kashrus, based upon, you know, the messengers after, right after this event. So it could be it's like when they're right on the heels of it. Well, so could you answer that other thing? The Gemara in Moikatan there, is that, well, how do you make this Kavachomer? None of you, they only did one thing wrong. They only did one good thing, and they have to mourn for them. And certainly the sons of Rabbi Shmuel, but I mean, why is that the one good thing they did? I mean, they're great leaders. They were involved in the whole of the Masorah and the teaching of the Torah. And this is the one thing they did as a public service of Avodah. That's the one thing they did. But maybe the reason why we have to mourn for them is because of the fact they're involved in the chain of teaching of the Torah. And how do you know that the sons of Rabbi Shmuel were greater than the Manavio? The Krovei HaKadosh, right? The Rashi says that, I thought Moshe and Aaron, I thought of me, it was you. But no, apparently they're greater than both of us. I mean, apparently they're great tzaddikim. And it's true, they sinned. They were punished. But they were tzaddikim. And they demanded a burial. And they demanded a kavod and a crying. It could be that's why. Maybe like in general, I don't really know. Maybe like if it doesn't kill someone, they're a Rasha. And that's, you know, mourn on them. It's then if it's like you're, it's like, I don't know, maybe like you're undermining, you have to look into that. But it's like they're a Rasha. Bezin says they're a Rasha, possibly and killing them. And then you're just saying, nah, they're a good person, we're gonna mourn for them. But another one of you who are, but Krovei Kadesh, it wasn't they were Rasham, they were Chotim, but they weren't Rasham. You're Tzadikim who are Krovim, who messed up, and that's the Lelivot. If Hashem takes din against Tzadikim like that, Kol Shekein against anybody else, that's the Kiddush Hashem. So it's a problem is you don't want to be mourning for the Rasham. But to be mourning for someone who Hashem punished, that's apparently it's totally appropriate. The message is don't mourn for them because they were they sinned. That was you might have thought that, but you know that's not it. And maybe that's sort of been the maybe that's part of why also emotionally. If no one mourned for them, that would have been what everyone would walk away from. They're Hashem. But no, if everyone of Klal Yisrael is mourning, and Hashem is saying everyone of Klal Yisrael mourning, it's not that there is something wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just you guys have a different mission to be involved in right now. And you have to show that there's more important than your personal than mourning is the Simcha of the Mekdash, of the Mishkan. Okay. I mean, Ermosh is answering. Has a question on it, but I think it's going to answer anyway. Is that the mourning is not because they're great people. Just because they're great people, okay. So what does that have to do with you? So Achecham Beis Yisrael, because they're Kikrovav, means like just like a Karev impacts your world, so too, a Talmud Chacham impacts your world. But the impact of your world is, it's not just, that was like, for example, that's what they said, we're not going to mourn for Safra, because he didn't teach us anything.
Right.
They said, first of all, it doesn't say Chad Rav, it says Chacham. And anyway, his name is the Beis Medrash all the time. Right? But it could be, the point is, even though it just says Chacham, but maybe they're partially right, it's just that the Chacham impacts the society. But the impact of society for another Benaviyah, or at least the most manifest impact, was their involvement in Avodah.
Mm-hmm.
That was just for one day. The rest of the time, okay. I mean, they did stuff, but that was, like what we know about in the Pesukim, was that that's what they did. They did Avodah for the one day. And yeah, everyone's mourning for them because they're public servants. So very small sons, they're great, they're teaching Torah, they're doing mitzvahs, Yilchus Chasadim, right? What did Rashi say? Torah and Yilchus Chasadim, something?
You're in a society with Moshe Rabbeinu as your leader, so your role is somewhat diminished.
Right.
You know, but
Yelimdu Alimdu Torah Vikima Mitzvah. Sounds kama kama. Yeah, but it could be. I mean, that's the only problem is that it seems like Nadamia did have a role in terms of the Masorah, the teaching. But I don't know. That's another medrash. But maybe in terms of the primary role, Moshe was the teacher of Torah. He was the judge. And the Kohanim had a role, which Moshe Benu didn't have, which was, at least after the Milon, was to bring the Kavanos. And that's a role, which is a unique role. And they did that for one day, but that's it. But one day, they're in that role, they're in that position. We appreciate what they did. Certainly, who the sons of Yishmael are in the trenches, they're learning, they're in mitzvahs, they're all that. Those machayev everybody to appreciate the impact which they had on society. Go to David's question. Right? It could also mean, it doesn't mean that the rest of Klal Yisrael were sitting Shiva.
Right.
And as the B'nai's Aaron to mourn would mean that they'd mourn. They'd rip their clothing, they'd let their hair grow, they'd mamash to Shiva. That would undermine the Simchas HaMakom. And here it is. This is mamash new dedication of Mishkan. And then the Kohanim, or the Ovdei Avodah, just sit on the sidelines mourning, crying, all that. That's going to undermine the whole excitement. There's supposed to be a natural excitement about the fact that there's Rosh Hashanah and the Mishkan. And the leaders are going and they're bringing everyone close to Hashem and bringing it, showing the Karbanos and all that. There's joy in the Tzibur and through the fact that we're now involved in Avodat Hashem daily. But they're doing that. Now, it doesn't mean everybody in Klal Yisrael is sitting at home crying on their Shiva chairs and they're just doing the Karbanos and nobody there. It just means they're going to cry. Gonna cry in their due time. Everyone's gonna be impacted by it. But like again, it's not saying like it says you rip like the halacha. Just you rip, you put it whatever your shoulder. So there will be a sufficient kavod ha'meis to show that it's not like they're being shortchanged. It's not like they're roshanim. It's like their Klal Yisrael will cry for them. But each in their own way, and it will be a great kavod to them. They'll have some dedication. They'll have some talk. They'll have a hasbid here and there. They whatever. But the people are also going to come to the Mishkan and be involved in watching the Avodah and celebrating that. It's just like if the leaders are mourning, then it undermines also the Samakam and it disturbs it. But and that's where they are. It's going to be the centerpiece. But everyone else, when they come to the Mishkan, they're going to be in the Samakam. When they go home, they'll have a little speech about another Benavio. But they're not going to speak about another Benavio in the Mishkan and the ceremony, whatever.
When you win the war,
you can have side mourning, which isn't going to ruin it. But if the main players are involved in the morning, then it's going to dilute the whole simcha of the Ashur Ashkina. And they have to be focused on the greatness of Ashur Ashkina for the whole Klal Yisrael. This is like a monumental event, and objectively, and their personal sadness, and even for sadness for another view, as great as they are, but there is the Ashur Ashkina. That's much more significant.
Yeah, it's not a bit.
All right, so we'll stop here.